Most of the debate focused on economic policy, with Democrat Lassa and Republican Duffy sparring over taxes, the deficit, and the outsourcing of jobs.
Outsourcing is what is helping to kill the middle class and our workers in this country. I don't believe that we should continue the failed policies out in Washington, D.C.
Senator Lassa likes to talk about failed policies in Washington, D.C. The last time I checked, the Democrats were in charge of everything in Washington, D.C., and it's her party's policies and the policies that she supports that are killing jobs across this country.
Lassa attacked Duffy's desire to extend the Bush tax cuts for the wealthy.
By, giving tax breaks to millionaires and billionaires, he's creating an additional $700 billion to this budget deficit.
Duffy criticized Lassa's role in state government as the chair of the Senate's Economic Development Committee.
She is responsible for the policies that we have in this state that are driving our good-paying middle-class jobs out.
There were stark differences on abortion, with Julie Lassa not willing to rule out late-term abortions, and Sean Duffy not willing to make exceptions for rape victims.
I'm 100% pro-life, and I know that Senator Lassa is, through Emily's List, one who supports, abortion on demand and late-term abortions. And for me, I think that's wrong.
A woman who is in this position should be talking to her family, her doctor, and those who are close to her. Keep abortion in this country safe, legal, and most of all, rare.
The Wausau debate was sponsored by several local news organizations and the Wisconsin Institute for Public Policy and Service. I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.